Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. You know, years ago, as scarce as money was, it seemed that my lovely wife and I always took the time to enjoy a few weeks away come winter. For a good number of years, my wife and I had a farm just on the outskirts of a small town called Beamsall in southern Ontario, Canada. Through the summer months, things were busy, but come winter, even though we still had a bit of work to do, like trimming our grapes and fruit trees and doing some repair work on some of our equipment, we always made time for a trip to Florida. For a few years, my wife and I drove my dad down with his car. We would stay a month or so at our cottage in Sarasota and then fly home, leaving him there to spend the winter where it was warm. He sure enjoyed himself. It was a great time in our lives, too, going to places, seeing new things, but the best would be eating out and enjoying a drink or two in some great restaurants. Now, don't get to thinking that they were elaborate, as they were not, but the food was good, and them early bird specials is what kept us coming back. Most of the restaurants were family-owned, and all the meals were home-cooked. The pies were the best, and many a time an extra one would be wrapped up and brought back to the cottage for a treat while we played cards later on that night. I would have to say, if asked, that them nights out was a sign that we had it made in life. Yes, times were good back when, and I miss them dearly, especially the times with my old dad and friends playing cards, fishing, and yes, going out for supper now and then. Thinking about Florida and friends brings me up to the story I'm going to tell you today. It's all about a friend my wife and I made while vacationing in Florida. I hope you enjoy, Ed. While vacationing one time in Sarasota, Florida, my wife and I met this old feller by the name of Ed. Ed, he was a mystery of a man who lived in a trailer park. At first, when we arrived, he kind of kept to himself, but every day he would go for a walk, and if there was anyone that knew what was going on around the park or our area, it was Ed. Anyways, being such a warm day, I decided to have a cold beer, which I enjoy doing from time to time. And just as I was heading off into the cottage to get one, I spotted Ed walking my way, and decided to ask him if he would like one. It didn't take much persuasion, and I went inside and got a couple. One thing that came out of our chats was that after enjoying a few beers, my wife and I knew everything there was to know about the area. I also found that Ed was living close by and owned some property in Michigan. Trying not to pry too much, I asked him why he lived here and not there. He looked at me nonchalantly and raised an eyebrow and said, "Too cold." Man, a few words in some instances, but I have to say, I felt the same way being from Canada. Ed now wasn't the sort of feller to just sit around. One morning while I was going for a walk, I spotted him down on his hands and knees. "What's up?" I asked. He looked up and said, "Well, the fellow that owns this place hired me to pull weeds. He doesn't pay much, but it was an extra income for all my bad habits." Sounded logical to me. On other occasions, when he dropped by for a visit, I saw he was a bit shaky and asked if he was okay. "Oh," he said, "I'm fine. It's just that I'm all out of cigarettes, and right now I don't have the funds to purchase any. When I run out, my body seems to do strange things." Giving it some thought, I decided on buying a pack or two. I mentioned it to him, and he was overwhelmed with appreciation. "I'll pay you back on Friday," he said, "as that is when I get paid for pulling weeds. I kind of overspent this week on groceries." As much as some wouldn't have believed that, knowing Ed, I didn't have any doubts he was telling me the truth, in a roundabout way. With that, I told my wife where we were going and said, "Get in the car, Ed, and I'll drive you to the store." The thing was that Ed didn't just shop at any store. He had his own places he supported, which I soon found was a ways from the cottage. but I said I would take him, and I'm a man of my word. But it was worth it, as when we got back, the smile on Ned's face was something to take in. And hey, they did help with his shaking. I know some would think that buying him some smokes would probably be the worst thing I could have done, but Ed was around 80-some years old, smoked every day of his life, as far back as he could remember. I asked how he felt health-wise. Fantastic, was his answer. He wasn't lying either. I was just looking at him, I kind of figured he was healthier than I was. I asked how he kept so fit. Well, he said, I don't usually share my business, but since you're my friend, I'll make an exception. I enjoy the evening hours sitting in my carport, enjoying a few beers, and I try to get to bed before midnight. I also keep active walking and doing odd jobs, and, well, I eat whatever's on sale. Anything you favor over another when it comes to your beer? I laughed. No, it doesn't matter, although I am kind of partial to Budweiser. I smiled as, well, I enjoyed Bud too. Would you like a bottle? Never turned down a man offering a drink, he said. So the days went by and Ed and I got pretty close. One night we had some troublemakers walking through the park near a cottage where a car was located. I was thinking on what to do when I spotted Ed walking over to the fellers. It was a warm, quiet night and you could hear what they were saying rather easily. You boys be on your way now there, said Ed. With that, the fellers looking at old Ed said, what are you going to do about it, old man? With that, Ed reached under his jacket and pulled out the longest handgun I ever saw. This is what I'm going to do, he said. Well, you never seen two fellers take up the running in all your life. After all was taken care of, I went out to see Ed. Fix them fellers, he said. Couldn't have them messing with a friend's car. I appreciate it, I said. Most of these guys don't mean too much harm, said Ed, but you never know. That is the reason I pack a gun now and then. Next morning, as Ed walked by, he patted his vest on his right side. Packing, I said. Yep, sure am. Have a great day, pal. Oh, and come payday, I will be by with the money I owe you for them smokes. He did, too, and even brought me over a cool one. I lost contact with Ed over the years, but knowing Ed, I bet he's still enjoying a cool one somewhere, and I don't suspect anyone will be giving him any trouble, neither, with that what he carries under his coat. Now that we're nearing the end of my podcast, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. Each book consists of over 50 short stories. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. Along with that bit of information, I would like to let you know about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for those that want to know more about artists and creators like myself. It's a simple way for me to promote my books along with my podcasts and a place for those that want to show their support. You can find Patreon by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory. All one word, no spaces. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, Google Home, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, and The Walters Post. And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me to make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.